For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Tribes in California and South Dakota have already bought back or been granted portions of their ancestral land. The movement, known as Land Back, to restore native lands to indigenous peoples is gaining momentum. Caltech researcher Laura Taylor says modern geographic mapping technology like GIS helps identify historical land ownership.
Some tribes are already very much engaged in GIS work. Others might say, hey, I wonder what's going on with my community.
Taylor is a research affiliate for the Harvard Project on American Indian Economic Development. She helped create a historical summary of indigenous land loss in America and showcases ways to identify the scope of land back opportunities.
A picture is a very powerful tool for understanding where these opportunities might be and for finding win-win solutions for land back for tribes.
There's controversy surrounding a pioneer of indoor environmentally controlled agriculture. It may be that greenhouse growing is the future of farming, but Kentucky-based startup App Harvest is facing a rocky path forward. Anya Slepian explains.
Founded 5 years ago, App Harvest had lofty ideals. Its business model preached sustainable indoor agriculture that could withstand extreme weather and pay a living wage and benefits for an entirely local workforce. Now, the company, facing poor plant health and millions in losses, is struggling to stay afloat. App Harvest Communications Director Travis Parman says those losses don't tell the whole story, because much of that money has been spent building infrastructure for future harvests.
They think that those losses, that's cash that's just spent versus invested in the farms.
Some critics say App Harvest's mission has been sidelined by mismanagement and the hijinks of high finance. Retired North Carolina State University professor Randy Gardner says the question is whether the company can reverse course to meet its initial promise and turn a profit before the money runs out.
I think they've oversold it on being overly optimistic on what they can do.
I'm Anya Slepian.
Storytelling around the fire is a human tradition, and there's a global revival of in-person celebrations. One of the largest is the National Storytelling Festival, an annual event in rural Jonesboro, Tennessee, where master storytellers like Reggie Carpenter perform.
Stories tell us who we are. They kind of meld people together. They hold the values that we hold, particularly in a small town.
The Fall Festival, now 50 years old, attracts thousands of people from around the world. In one evening, folks can hear stories from cultures as varied as Appalachia, Japan, and the Alaskan Yupik tribe. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.